You're listening to WMIE Coco, Rockledge, Melbourne, and the Beaches, and W272BA, Coco Beach, and Vieira.
WGOD Radio. All truth, all the time. Welcome to WGOD Radio with pastor and Bible teacher, Dr. Paul Esposito. God is always broadcasting, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. As we tune into His frequency, we will daily hear His voice and receive instruction, encouragement, and daily direction in our lives. Now here to help tune you in is Paul Esposito.
Welcome back once again to WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time. This is your host and speaker, Paul Esposito here. Thanks for joining us here today, friends. And I do thank you for taking the time out here on this Friday to join me here at WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time. We're going to hear a program now. Again, this is going back to this mini-series I was recording last year as the last program you heard last week. It was on psychotropic drugs. That was program number 9 in this series, What Will Be the Sign of Your Coming at the End of the Age. People will refuse to give up their pharmaceutical drugs. Where is that in the Bible? Revelation chapter 9, when it says sorceries, it's the Greek word pharmakia. And John, I believe, was writing prophetically, not speaking about sorceries, witches and goblins standing over a bubbling cauldron. But it was a prophetic look at pharmaceutical drugs. Like everyone out here today, all of these doctors and psychiatrists and people prescribing pharmaceutical drugs. The great scam is that that is when Satan does his greatest work, when people are numb and out of their minds. That's where we left off. So here now is the next program. You might hear some outdated stuff in here, or what day it is, what day of the week it is, but this is next up in this series, What'll Be the Sign of Your Coming and of the End of the Age. And next week, we will be back here with the sermon I just preached last week, Deceiving Spirits and Doctrines of Demons. Now, here in Matthew 24, the Lord gives us signs to know when He's coming back. And that's what this whole chapter is, when they ask them, what'll be the signs of your coming? And what'll be the signs of the end of the world that King James has? Really, Greek word aeon means the end of the age. This age. This age is the age and the day of grace that we're living in. That is, you and I can do here in this age and this day what the Apostle Peter did before, when he put, figuratively speaking, his hand on a stack of Bibles, raised his right hand and said, I've never heard of Jesus Christ. You see, there's still a time today, while it's still today, that you, my friend, can repent of that. Because this age that we live in is the age of the grace of God, where no matter what you have done, you can be forgiven of it, friend. No matter what you've done, even if you've denied Jesus Christ, here in this day, here in this age, while it is still today, as the author of the book of Hebrews wrote, while it is still today, in this age, and this, let's call it a dispensation of grace, there's still forgiveness for no matter what you've done. Even if you've denied Christ, no matter what you have done, you can be forgiven. The Bible is written by a bunch of murderers, at least penned, led by the Holy Spirit. Moses, murderer. The Apostle Paul oversaw murders. David, the greatest prophet who ever lived, King David, murderer. The Bible was penned, written down, inspired by God, written by murderers. But I'll tell you what, they were forgiven murderers. You can still repent. No matter, hear my voice here today on this Monday, friend. No matter what you have done, You can be forgiven of it right now by the blood of Jesus Christ, in whom we have redemption and the forgiveness of sins through the blood of Jesus Christ. While it is still this age, prior to the Lord coming back, this time right now when you can't see him, because once you see him, it's too late. Once you see him, or once you die, it's too late. Got to do it now when you can't see him. We also read, blessed are those who don't see and yet believe. There is forgiveness for you. See, this is the age that we're living in right now. You can repent. But the time is coming, you see, where this day and this age and this dispensation of grace is going to be done. And then you can't do what Peter did. Then you can't deny Christ. Then you cannot take the mark of the beast and be forgiven of it. Because once this age and dispensation of grace is over, then the rules change and it's different during tribulation. It'll be different than it is now. So now is the time to repent of your sins and turn back to God. We read in the Bible, in whom we have redemption through his blood, the forgiveness of sins. By the shed blood of Jesus Christ, you can be forgiven of no matter what you've done. Don't listen to any lies of the enemy or anyone whispering in your ear. You can be forgiven of what you've done while it is still today. So now the Lord Jesus answers this question, what will be the signs of your coming? And he gives this long list of things. Matthew chapter 24, he says, be careful, take heed that no one deceives you. Because many people are going to come in my name saying, I am the Christ. Then he said, you'll see of wars and rumors of wars. Now, maybe you say, oh, there's always been wars. Yeah, that's right. The key to understand in this text, friend, he says, when you see all of these things, recognize that my return is near, even at the door. The key to understanding this is when all of these things are going on simultaneously, then you'll know his return is near. And he gives us things to look for. And that's where I want to start here today. Verse 15 of Matthew 24, it says, therefore, when you see. Now, there's his landmark. Or if you're a mariner, there's his buoy in the water for you to see. Therefore, when you see. And what is his landmark? It's this creature. The Lord Jesus calls the abomination of desolation. The book of Revelation calls it the image of the beast, the image. An image is an exact representation of something. As the Son of God is called the image. He is the image, that's Colossians 1:15. He is the icon or image of the invisible God, the firstborn over all creation. An image is a representation of a prototype of an original, the same as the reflection of the sun on the water is the icon of the sun. It's an exact copy of an original. That's this thing you read about. It'll be terrorizing the countryside like a modern day Frankenstein monster. I've heard John Hagee refer to this thing as the Terminator. Now, Jesus says, when you see this Terminator, let's pick it up in verse 15. Therefore, when you see the abomination of desolation spoken of by Daniel the prophet, oh, you see, this 600 years ago, the Spirit of God said this thing was going to be happening. When you see this spoken of by Daniel the prophet, notice too how Jesus gives credence to Daniel right in the book of Daniel, though no one else believes it anymore. But Jesus said that he wrote it. That's all that we need to know. Look up an encyclopedia and look up the book of Daniel. And any encyclopedia you look at, it's going to tell you it was written by someone else and it's a fake book. Jesus says it's real, though. And that's all we need to know. Therefore, when you see the abomination of desolation spoken of by Daniel the prophet standing in the holy place. What's the holy place? The rebuilt temple in Jerusalem. We're looking for a rebuilt temple. Also, the Apostle Paul, it says that this man will sit as God in the temple of God. He will sit as God in the temple of God, showing himself that he is God. We're looking for this rebuilt temple coming up. This thing will be there too. This image. Even the Lord Jesus said, he said, bring me a coin. And he said, whose icon and inscription is this? And they said, Caesar's. Even the coin, you see, is an image. And there's a face on the image. Just like if you had a 50-cent piece, you'd look at it, and there's John F. Kennedy on there. You see, that is the icon of an original. It's an exact representation, or a quarter with George Washington on it. It's an image of an original. That's what this abomination of desolation is. It's an image of the original. All the way back in Daniel chapter 3, when you read about the image back then, it was an image of Nebuchadnezzar built, and he forced everyone to bow the knee and worship it. You see, history's going to repeat itself again. There's going to be another image. Now, Jesus said, when you see this, let those that are in Judea flee to the mountains. Let him that is on his housetop not go down to get anything out of his house. Let him who is in the field not go back to get his clothes. Woe to those who are pregnant and those with nursing babies in those days. Pray your flight may not be in winter or on the Sabbath, for then there will be great tribulation such as not has been since the beginning of the world until this time, nor ever shall be. And unless those days were shortened, no flesh would be saved. But for the elect's sake, those days will be shortened. Oh, we're out of time already. Interesting study, though. We'll be back again soon as we're going through this Matthew chapter 24. This is one of the Lord Jesus' signs for you to be looking for. Therefore, when you see the abomination of desolation standing in the holy place. We'll be back again soon. You're listening to WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time.
Thank you for listening today to WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time. We believe that there is no stopping the child of God that is walking with him daily and is tuned in to his frequency, which is the Holy Spirit, who uses the Word of God to transform us daily and to speak to us. For more information on WGOD Radio, please check us out on the web. You'll find us on Facebook at WGOD Radio and on Twitter at WGOD Radio. Join us again next time for WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time.
Hey, this is Mark Vollmer from Lessons for Living. We hope that you're enjoying the radio program. This is a great radio station, 91.5. We pray that God will help you do life right.
Welcome to Gospel Truth with Andrew Womack, a teaching ministry emphasizing God's unconditional love and grace. This special live teaching on believing God for healing was recorded at our 2018 Chicago Gospel Truth Conference. And now, here's Andrew.
We receive salvation because it's all presented. It's already done. Whosoever will, whosoever. If it said only the good people would receive it. Only those who had their act together. Only those who were living holy could receive. I can guarantee you, Satan would convince every single person that we were the exception, that we weren't holy enough, that God wouldn't save us. But because it's presented that it's done, it's already done, and it's for anybody. Whosoever will confess with their mouth the Lord Jesus will be saved. Then we receive it, and we see people get born again. I assume that the majority of people in here tonight are born again because it was presented that salvation is something that's done. Why wouldn't you receive something that's already been paid for and given to you? So you just humble yourself and receive it. But when it comes to healing, most people think, well, this is something that God sometimes does and sometimes does not do. It's all dependent on a lot of things. Maybe you aren't holy enough. Maybe you haven't learned your lesson enough. Maybe you sinned and you deserve this. This is God's punishment. All of those things are wrong. God has provided healing.